Benji, thanks so much for the time. I want to go back to a couple of days ago. You guys took down Marathon in the season and home opener 10-3. It was a game that featured 13 goals, and more importantly, you guys coming out on the winning end there. So what was that like, getting a nice season-opening win like that for you guys?
It was great, you know, to get out there and finally play, to be back in the fall and able to enjoy, you know, a fall season. I think we're all looking forward to it. And, you know, there's no better way to start it than playing Marathon on your home turf. I think the result was a little different than most Marathon Lansing games, you know, but that it just kind of shows that after a couple years off, you know, we had the spring season, but a couple years off, you know, it's tough getting back out there and with only 7 practice days in and trying to put a quality product on the field. So I think it'll take some time, but, you know, to get out of there in game one with a win is what we're looking for.
And the thing that jumps off the page when looking at the roster is the amount of experiences that's on this team. It's 18 players, 9 seniors, 9 juniors, which is a pretty crazy roster build. So what's that like, having all these experienced players to work with?
Yeah, and, you know, it is true. We got 9 and 9. The thing is, the experience is a bit different just because nobody's really played a true fall season at the varsity level. You know, even the seniors, we have a couple guys that got moved up at the end of their sophomore year, but, you know, the seniors missed their junior year beside last spring. So the experience it's there, but at the same time, for a lot of them, this is kind of their first true varsity action where, you know, games mean a little more. And of course, as we get into the postseason, a lot of them will be playing for their first sectional title. So, you know, it's nice to have a veteran group. You are right with, you know, not having any freshmen or sophomores on the team, unlike most other local schools. So that'll be nice. I think it'll help us in the long run, and kind of the developing of the team chemistry will hopefully come a little faster. Because we're that much more experienced and older. But, you know, I think a lot of these schools are going into it with kind of the same mentality, as everybody's pretty new at this, and it's just going to see which team can kind of react first.
I want to go back to a couple of days ago in that game that we had here on ESPN Ithaca, because early on, you guys found yourselves in a 2-0 deficit. Braden Morrison, a heck of a player for Marathon, got 2 scores in a matter of, what, 2.5, 3 minutes or so out there. What was the message to your team, and how were they able to regroup and recover to the tune of eventually scoring 8 straight goals to get the 10-3 win?
Yeah, I think it was... obviously not the start we wanted. You know, going down 2-0, 3 minutes in, I had to turn to my assistant. I actually thought they forgot to start the clock, because I couldn't believe we were down 2-0 just 3 minutes in. You know, but that's how fast a talented player like Braden can turn the game around. You know, he gets 1 free kick in the first minute and puts in the goal, and then next thing you know, he's dribbling through a couple guys and shoots from 25 yards out and hits a good shot. So, you know, I give Marathon a lot of credit for flying out of the gate and really attacking us. You know, so it took us a little while to kind of figure things out, get into the game. You know, the third goal that we gave up obviously was a mistake, but you know, it's part of the growing pains that you go through. And for it to be our first game, you know, that's what I anticipated. Now, the way we kind of kept our composure and turned it around and continued to play our game, continued to possess and move the ball around, I knew the chances were going to be there and whether or not we could take advantage of them. And coming back and scoring a couple early goals to tie it up at 2 and then to tie it up at 3, I think really helped our confidence. And then once we kind of got off to the 5-3, 6-3 lead, you know, we felt pretty good where we were at.
So how important was that for the team's growth to, you know, have their feet put to the fire immediately to start this season?
Yeah, I think that's where the older experience sort of pays off. You know, having some guys that have played, you know, in the 2019 run to the state championship, just understanding that it's an 80-minute game. We don't have to all of a sudden turn around and try to score 2 goals in the next 2 minutes like they did. We've got 77 minutes to find 2 goals. So I was really proud of the way they responded after giving up those two goals. No one seemed very frustrated. You know, we weren't down on ourselves. We knew we had the ability to score two goals, so that wasn't the issue. It was just a matter of when we would get them. And, you know, so they did a great job. They kept grinding, and sometimes that's going to happen, and I think they responded well.
Lansing Boys Soccer head coach Benji Parks with us here on BTL. I'm wondering what this last year and a half has been like for you, you know, guiding a team to a state championship appearance in 2019, and then obviously the chaos that was 2020, and then playing in 2021, and then here you are now actually having a somewhat normal season, even though there are masks out there for everybody involved. Like, what have the last year and a half, 2 years been like for you as a head coach?
It's been a lot more difficult, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
You know, just making sure you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's in regard to the pregame stuff. You know, but at the end of the day, you're out there with, you know, whether it's 2019, I had 26 guys, and spring of 2021, I had 33 guys, and now I've got 18. You know, just to have guys out on the field playing, enjoying themselves, you know, getting to play the game of soccer. That's why they sign up for it. They want to play soccer. And, you know, so I try to push past all the little stuff that I've got to take care of on my end to just really enjoy the time with the boys and enjoy the time playing and watching the game of soccer. So, you know, it's been a long year and a half. I don't know how much longer it'll go, but, you know, I'd say our boys and just soccer players, just athletes at the high school level in general have really done a good job of being flexible and willing to kind of play no matter what the conditions are. You know, it's tough to wear a mask for 80 minutes. You know, I know a lot of them don't want to, and, you know, but they do their best. They try to wear it when they need to. And, you know, and that's all we can ask of them.
And you mentioned that you only had a week of practices leading to the first game against Marathon. So, how did you run those practices? I've talked to other coaches and they said they just strictly, focused on conditioning. So what was your approach to that week of practices?
Yeah, we came in pretty good shape, so that was not a surprise, but that always makes life a little easier on us as a coaching staff because we don't have to spend as much time on the conditioning and getting them in shape and ready to roll. We can kind of jump more into tactics and dive a little deeper into what we want to try to accomplish in the first couple weeks as we settle into the flow of a season. So that was nice. You know, we continue to do two practices a day, pretty much the first week. You know, so that's kind of been our tradition and something that we take pride in and working them hard in the morning and then coming in and hanging out and playing and working some more in the evening. So I think they get a lot out of it. They understand, you know, the time commitment it takes to get themselves ready. And even with a short preseason, we practiced 6 days and then we played a couple scrimmages on Monday against some quality teams from Section 3 and Section 4. So that kind of got us prepared for what we anticipated facing when we hosted Marathon on Wednesday night.
And then obviously you guys are up right now in Section 2 in the Albany area, getting some good playing time in and everything like that. What's the, I want to say the reason, but the challenges that kind of come with, you know, going up there and playing those kind of matches against Section 2 teams, because this is something that the Lansing program has done for many, many years and keeps on doing.
Sure. So we've been traveling up to Albany the past 10 years. It started when I was a senior, actually, in 2011. And, you know, Coach Heck and myself and Sean Streb and Ethan Culler, we were the three captains at the time, talked about it one summer early in the spring. And Coach Heck organized it all. And so off we went for our senior year. And we got a lot out of it. You know, we look at it as kind of a team bonding trip. You know, we stay in a hotel for a couple nights. We hang out with each other. We, you know, play a lot of good quality soccer teams. We continue to play the two same scrimmages we've played for the last 10 years. So we go to Gilderland on Friday morning and, play a couple teams, usually double A's and A's there, and then we go to Maple Hill the following day and play some B's and C's. So it's a good mix of teams. It's teams we'll probably never see in our season. So, and it's teams we don't see in the off season. So it's just a chance for us to come up, figure out a few things, figure out where our guys are going to play, play against competition we don't know, so we're not familiar with them, and just have some fun with it. You know, it's a time to get away before school starts and really get a chance to just enjoy being with our teammates for a couple days.
And how did leadership sort itself out on this year's roster? I mean, we talked about the experience that this roster has, but who stepped up as the leaders in this, you know, odd season?
Sure. You know, we have nine seniors, as you know. So, you know, I try to rely on all nine. You know, we have Ken Edwards, Trevor, Tomas Vence as kind of our three guys that are leading that pack. But, you know, I try to put it all in the players. And, you know, I feel like there's a role for each kid on the team. And if they can feel like they can accept their role and do their role well, then we'll be successful. You know, it's when guys don't feel like they have a part in decisions or have a part in what's going on the field, then they start to kind of lose interest and lose themselves away from the team. So I really try to put the onus on the seniors, but as well as the juniors. You know, they're all more than capable of leading a group of 18 guys. And, you know, so I'm just there to sort of help facilitate that, and but kind of leave it up to them and let them organize it out for themselves and stay on top of each other.
Benji, before we let you run, I'm wondering if you guys have set some goals for this upcoming season and everything like that, now that we are kind of quote unquote back to normal and we're seeing championships and we're seeing sectional crowns being up for grabs and everything like that. I mean, I safely assume that's something that you guys have talked about, trying to get back to those kind of big time games and making a push for a state title.
Yeah, I think we always, you know, we always want to play in as many big games as we can. So we start with, you know, just trying to survive the 15 games that are scheduled in front of us, and then, you know, take advantage of any extra game we get to play. So whether that's the IEC championship game, you know, here in mid-October, or we're fortunate enough to make it, you know, through sectionals and get to play on Halloween weekend in Oneonta. You know, and we just kind of see where the tide takes us. I think, you know, we really try to focus on these first 15 and preparing ourselves for what we consider the second half of the season after IECs. And, you know, but it's a different team. And so we restart, we hit the reset button and see where this team will take us.
Love it. Hey, Benji, as always, we really appreciate the time. Go have a great time up there in Albany and safe travels back home when you guys return, okay?
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for the coverage. Thanks for stopping by on Wednesday night to cover us. And we look forward to having you back on SOBA soon.